Hey, Mitt Romney.
American Right to Life Action wants to stop the killing of unborn children.
But at first, you said that abortion should be legal. Then, eyeing the Utah governor's mansion, you wrote that you were not pro-choice.
Then, in liberal Massachusetts, you ran supporting abortion.
Now for the Republican nomination, you're against abortion again?
Mitt, you're a liar.
And the lives of these kids are at stake.
You described your turning point talk with Harvard researcher Douglas Melvin.
But you lied about that. And after you claimed a pro-life conversion,
you supported federal funding for research on embryonic humans.
You appointed pro-abortion Democrat Nestor as a district court judge.
And you said you still support killing kids in Massachusetts.
While you mislead voters,
Planned Parenthood keeps killing kids.
Mitt, you play voters for fools.
If you're not a fool,
call Romney and tell him to stop lying. Paid for by American Right to Life Action.
Warning, warning, there's truth overhead. It gets beyond all the headlines you read. Don't need lip service with a wink and a nod. You need a man on a mission from God. Well, not to worry, here's Bob Enyart.
Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. Yesterday's program was titled, Libertarian Candidate Criticizes Enyart. And the Enyart part, that's me, Bob Enyart. You're tuning in right now on the radio if you're listening in the Colorado area or part of the country to AM 670 KLTT, the 50,000-watt most powerful Christian radio station in America. And if you're listening on the Internet, it's at kgov.com. Welcome. The Libertarian Candidate part, that's Kevin Craig, who's running in Missouri for the U.S. House, Libertarian Party candidate Kevin Craig. And we disagree over Ron Paul. I believe that he is not pro-life and that he does not support the Constitution, which are his two claims to fame for support, money, and votes from conservative Christians. So now I welcome to the show Kevin Craig from Missouri. Kevin, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Thanks, Bob. An honor to be here.
Well, thank you for joining me. And you're running down there in Missouri, so our Colorado listeners are out of voting range. But, of course, we have people who tune in via the Internet in Missouri. But, Kevin, could we start off with the issue that brought us together for this show, Ron Paul, who's the standard bearer of the Libertarian Party, and he's running for the Republican nomination for president. So you know my accusation against Ron Paul that he is not pro-life, that he is pro-choice state by state. And also, while I'm not a fan of the Constitution, he claims to be, and he would, if he's elected to the executive branch, chief executive, he would violate the Constitution, allowing the states to kill innocent children. So let's start with that. What is your defense of Ron Paul?
If you look at his website on the Life and Liberty page, he says life begins at conception, and he
yes.
believes that the states have the authority to protect life beginning at conception. I don't know how you can be any more pro-life than Ron Paul.
Okay.
I mean, that's the way I would say. I don't know how you could be any more pro-life than Ron Paul.
All right, well, how about this? How about saying that you would use your authority and the Constitution to protect that life that begins at conception? How about that? Would that be more pro-life? Or if you say, I believe life begins at conception, and if the states want to kill unborn children, I will turn my back and let them do that.
No, it doesn't make you any more pro-life. It just simply means you have a different strategy on how to end life. I mean, end abortion. For example, there are abortions that take place in Mexico, but I don't believe it's President Bush's duty or he has any authority to stop abortions in Mexico because
right.
he doesn't have jurisdiction.
All right. Now, that's another country. And if other countries, let's say Mexico started killing born-again Christians, fundamentalist Christians, I mean, that would be, you know, you've heard of fighting words. Well, that would be fighting deeds between nations. And if my neighbor is killing his children, 3-4-year-old kids, then that's opportunity that gives me justification to go in and protect those kids. Certainly it gives the government the justification to go and protect those kids. And when genocide is happening, when the innocent are being systematically killed in someone's home or across a city border or a state border or even a national border, then there is justification to go and use force to protect those innocent kids who are being killed.
Okay, but that's a strategy difference, and I think a person could say, I'm really against the fact that the China, for example, is arresting pastors of home churches, but I don't think that we should nuke Beijing. I mean, that's just a policy difference.
Well, that's a great point. Okay, so now let's get to America, all right? Let's deal with America. Now, the Constitution, see, I believe there are two authorities that right now we should consider. One is God's command, do not murder. And the other is the agreement that men have made that we happen to be living under right now, which is called the U.S. Constitution. Ron Paul proclaims to honor both, that he believes in the God-given right to life, human life begins at conception, and he's going to uphold the Constitution. And I believe that both are lies. But the Constitution states in the 14th Amendment and then in the 5th Amendment, right? In the 14th Amendment, it states this, that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws. So the federal government has an obligation. If the state of Georgia wanted to start lynching blacks, should the federal government say, well, that's a state's rights issue, and the Georgia legislature has the right to lynch blacks if they choose? Should the federal government allow that?
Well, I believe, yes.
Okay.
I mean, I believe that's why our Constitution
All right.
is written.
Kevin, I want to rebuke you as a pastor of Denver Bible Church, as a Christian, as an American, I rebuke you. That is evil, and you have made a commitment to a worldview on government that has led you into horrendous territory.
So you believe that the government should, the federal government, and the Constitution has given the federal government the power to interfere in state matters that way.
All right.
That's your belief.
Let me read it to you again. All right? This is the 14th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. And you know what? Even if this were not in the Constitution, it would still be true because it flows from an enduring command that every government must abide by, thou shalt not murder. And no government could allow any innocent person anywhere within its jurisdiction to be systematically murdered.
That's the question, though. What is the jurisdiction of the federal government?
I'll read to you from the U.S. Constitution, which you and Ron Paul claim that you would uphold. And right here, on the air, I'm calling you and Ron Paul liars. Okay, here's what the 14th Amendment says. It says that no state shall deprive any person of life, liberty, or property without due process of law, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the laws.
Okay, if, let's say I'm a woman and I have an abortion
now. Let's talk about blacks in Georgia first, because before you can run, you have to be able to walk.
No, so I'm going to get right to
no,
it. I'm going to zero in on it.
I'm putting you on hold. I'm putting you on hold because we're talking to Kevin Craig, who's running as a Libertarian Party candidate in Missouri. And if you've listened to Bob and Yurt Live for any time, you know that I've pointed out that libertarians are godless quasi-conservatives, and they completely throw off moral law. They're complete humanism and moral relativism. Complete. And so they would legalize all forms of sexual immorality virtually, and pornography and prostitution and crack cocaine use and on and on and on, including suicide and euthanasia and abortion. All of that could be legal. In Ron Paul's America, we could have perverts running the states, killing the vast majority of kids who are conceived, and Ron Paul would look the other way because he's a pro-choice libertarian, pro-choice state by state. He says, I'm personally pro-life, but John Kerry says that. I'm personally pro-life, but I would allow the states to kill children if they choose to. Okay, let's go back. Kevin, you're the one who said that your understanding of government and the Constitution means that Georgia would have the right to lynch blacks and the federal government would have to allow them to kill blacks if the legislature in Georgia said that were the case. So I'm asking you, doesn't the 14th Amendment explicitly prohibit any state from depriving any person of life, and doesn't it require every state to provide equal protection of the law to every person?
if the state of Georgia, the government of Georgia, is lynching blacks, that's a possible problem. But if I myself, as a citizen of Georgia, am lynching blacks, that's not state action.
Oh, okay,
and the federal
government
has no authority over that.
You've just made an error there, because the 14th Amendment said that the states cannot deny to any person within its jurisdiction the equal protection of the law. So a 14-year-old girl has the right not to be raped. But if some state legislature says, we don't care if Jewish girls are raped, and so when the police get a call, they're going to say, oh, you're Jewish? Well, we don't care. We're not going to use our laws to protect you. That would be a violation of the Equal Protection Clause of the 14th Amendment, and a child understands this. Kevin Craig, a child understands this, but you libertarians are so committed to wickedness in a vile form of government that you get into this insane territory that if the states want to rape girls, own blacks, kill Jews, kill children, then the state legislature has every right to do that. The federal government cannot intervene, and that is wicked.
You're really distorting the position of Ron Paul and myself.
That is Ron Paul's...
The idea that we support prostitution, the idea that we support lynching, is just really outrageous.
No. You would declare it legally valid if the states want to legalize prostitution, sexually exploit women, at what young age, who knows? So be it. Because you are an apathetic libertarian, which means you're a moral relativist.
That's not the issue. The issue that Ron Paul is raising is that he, as a federal legislator or as the federal executive, doesn't have the authority under the Constitution to rewrite state laws.
The 14th Amendment mandates, it requires, it says he has the obligation to make sure that every person is treated equally under the law. And Ron Paul believes that an unborn child is a person, and if you kill that child, it's murder. Ron Paul believes that, but he's a hypocrite because he will uphold the Constitution except where it applies to murder, because he dishonors God and he lusts after power. So he appeases the pro-lifers by saying, I'm personally pro-life. And he appeases the libertarians by saying, I would not outlaw abortion. It's my own personal view. I'll allow the states to do whatever they want. And New York and California will go on merrily killing kids while Ron Paul sits in the White House and enjoys himself.
I think your remarks are really evil and slanderous against Ron Paul.
Okay, well, establish that, Kevin, because that's an act. Establish it.
All right, what you're doing is you're following the path of Abraham Lincoln, and Ron Paul is following William Wilberforce. Wilberforce abolished the slave trade in Britain without killing anybody. Lincoln killed 700,000 people in America because he imposed his will on the states against the Constitution and against the Declaration of Independence. And you're on the wrong side on this issue. Paul's on the right side.
That is a red herring.
That's the whole issue.
That is a red herring.
No, that's the issue.
Well, let me explain why it's a red herring. That is not relevant to our discussion.
That's because
I am talking about governmental principle
and the
Constitution. And if Chinese people who were not citizens of the United States were being brought into California to be sold into sex slavery, and the California legislator thought it was okay, the federal government would be obligated to make sure that that came to a halt, that that was stopped. And if Mexico was killing Christians, we would have every right to go into Mexico and protect those Christians and to put an end to the government that would openly and systematically kill Christians in Mexico. That's the right of self-defense of myself and my neighbor. And for you to throw that right of self-defense so far away to say it would be wrong for the federal government to protect children from being killed because of some piece of paper that men came up with, and therefore God's command, do not murder, doesn't apply. Even the Constitution says that the federal government has the obligation to enforce equal protection of the law in the states. Why won't you uphold that part of the Constitution, Kevin Craig? Why won't you?
Because I don't believe that the federal government has the right to arrest me if I rape someone. It's not a federal issue. Now, that doesn't mean I'm for rape.
Here's what the 14th Amendment says, that no state shall deprive any person of life without due process, nor deny to any person within its jurisdiction. That means everyone within the jurisdiction of Missouri, nor deny to any person equal protection of the laws. So if Missouri says it's open season on blacks, you can kill blacks, or if they say you can kill kids, the federal constitution says to the executive, to the president, no state shall deny equal protection. That means to enforce the constitution, the president would have to use federal marshals, force, to require the states to provide equal protection to the innocent.
I say again, that puts you in the path of Abraham Lincoln than William Wilberforce.
Kevin, you are unresponsive. That is a red herring. If you, I'm going to give you one last chance to respond to that 14th Amendment. And if you don't, the interview's over. If you do, we could proceed.
If I lynch a black person, that is not state action. And the federal government has no jurisdiction over my action.
Okay, I'll go with you there because you're trying to answer. If the state of Missouri says that we don't care if blacks are lynched, we don't care, we're not going to provide equal protection for blacks. If the state of Missouri does that, does the 14th Amendment obligate the federal government to intervene?
I don't support the 14th Amendment.
All right, you're gone. Goodbye. Goodbye to Kevin Craig, who's running as a Libertarian Party candidate in Missouri. And the reason he doesn't support the 14th Amendment is because it's one of the few things in the Constitution that actually is valid and morally justifiable from a Judeo-Christian worldview. Amendment 1 of the U.S. Constitution started out numbering, counting blacks, most blacks, as three-fifths of a person. And that was a really bad way to start a new government, a really bad way. And so there are conservatives and conservative Christians who think, well, I heard once why they did that, and I know why they did that, and so therefore it's not as bad as that talk show host is making it sound. Look, if you read the Federalist Papers and you find out why they did that, that doesn't mean it's okay. It was evil. It was evil. It was based on institutional racism. We had colonies that said it was a crime if you teach a black person how to read. The laws against blacks were wicked throughout many of the states. And that all gave rise to the Dred Scott decision. And that was wicked. We codified the slavery of blacks. And it was wicked. And it was wrong. And we paid a price for it. And it was one of the greatest prices this country has ever paid. In blood. And so, I'm not saying that the Constitution is valid in everything it says, and I'm thankful that that was amended. And so that the 14th Amendment, made it clear that that kind of slavery would no longer be permitted in America. And you can't trade in human beings and because of the color of their skin and own them. You can't do that. We're not going to allow that in America. Kevin Craig is a libertarian. He said, I'd allow that. Because if you want to own a black and you happen to get one, the federal government has no right to help free that black. And if you're going to rape a woman and you live in some kind of a Wild West environment where the local officials don't care, the federal government has no right to protect that woman. And if children are going to be slaughtered en masse, I'm a libertarian. I don't care. So Kevin Craig starts out this way, that Ron Paul is pro-life. You can't get any more pro-life than Ron Paul, and he wants to uphold the Constitution. Well, when you point out that the Constitution gives the federal government the authority to stop the states from killing the unborn, you find out that he doesn't really care about that part of the Constitution because he's not really committed to the Constitution. He's committed to a lawlessness that says thou shalt not murder is not a prevailing legal authority. It's not a prevailing legal authority. I am fundamentally a moral relativist. I am a humanist. I am Kevin Craig. I throw off all biblical morality and all of God's principles for governance. I throw it off. And that is true of the Libertarian Party in general. the Libertarian Party and Ron Paul, they're not pro-Constitution. That is a lie. They're pro, they're immoral, godless, humanist, moral relativist worldview. That is what they support. And so when someone runs for mayor or governor, and I've seen it for the last 25 years, somebody runs for mayor or governor, and they're asked about abortion, and they say, that's a federal issue. What are you asking me for? That's a federal issue. Then conservatives run, Republican conservatives run for the presidency, and they say, that's a state's issue. That's a state's issue. What are you asking me for? That's a state issue. So the Republicans who are running for office at the state level, they say, hey, killing kids, they punt. Why? Because they want power and money and influence more than they care about justice or righteousness, or that they understand government and authority and right and wrong. And so those conservative Republicans running at a state level, they punt. And those running at a federal level, they punt. And the state Republican pro-life candidates say, oh, that's a federal issue. And the federal candidates say it's a state's issue. And they're a bunch of child-killing liars. And you need to get angry. You need some righteous indignation. I bet you those of you who listen to the show, you got plenty of it. You don't need any more. But those of you who have been lied to for all these years, you need to wake up. Ron Paul is pro-choice. And he doesn't support the Constitution. He supports the Constitution, but will violate it to give states the right to kill kids. Ron Paul said in 2006, he said, while Roe v. Wade is invalid, a federal law banning abortion across all 50 states would be equally invalid. So how's that? Equally invalid. Roe v. Wade has led to the slaughter of 50 million children. So we have a federal law banning the owning of blacks across America. So Ron Paul would have to think that that's no good. We need to get rid of that law and allow people to own blacks if they could convince their local legislature. Yesterday on the Rush Limbaugh show, a caller asked Rush. He said, first of all, Rush, I want to ask you, priority-wise, which is more important to you? The abortion issue or the tax issue? The abortion issue or the tax issue? And Rush said, I don't separate them. He said, see, I don't separate them. And Rush, I know you've had difficulty with simple things of right and wrong in the past, but the abortion is a violation of do not murder, and the tax issue is a violation of do not steal. When the government taxes you at a rate greater than is just, then they are stealing from you. You see, the government could violate law also. Like down in South America, some government is kidnapping children, the children of their political enemies. And so what? It's justified because the government is doing it? Of course not. When the government commits a crime, it is even more egregious a violation of God's law than when civilians commit a crime. So the government commits a crime like kidnapping, and it's wrong to say, well, because the government did it, it's not a crime. No, it's still a crime. And when Germany legalizes the killing of Jews, and they do it through their judicial system, and they have properly installed judges rendering verdicts to kill Jews, like Marcus Luftgas, a Jew in Germany who was issued a death sentence by a judge because he was hoarding eggs. Not because he stole eggs, mind you, but because he was hoarding eggs, and so he was murdered by the government. And it doesn't mean it's not murder because the Germans did it and the Nazis had governmental authority. So whatever the government does is not a crime. It was a crime against humanity, and it was a crime against God, and it's a violation of his enduring command, do not murder, and no government, nor any subdivision of government, nor any nation anywhere in the world has the right, has the legal authority to decriminalize the slaughter of the innocent. They don't have that right. So when Herod ordered the massacre of the innocents in Bethlehem, and all the children, the boys 2 years old and under, were killed by the sword, was that therefore justifiable because it was a command from the king? Of course not. It was murder. It was murder. And the Roman Empire, even though it had an unjust occupation of Palestine, Pontius Pilate, now he was not the Roman governor yet because this was 30 years earlier, but the Roman governor in Judea should have stopped Herod and his soldiers. It doesn't matter if they were in there with justification or not. The shepherds should have stopped the soldiers if they had the ability to. Any surrounding nation should have stopped the soldiers from going in and slaughtering these children in Bethlehem. There is no form of government that could throw off the authority of God's command, do not murder. There is no form of government. So the libertarians get together, and you know the Libertarian Party. Ron Paul spoke at the Libertarian Party convention. When was that? What year was that Ron Paul spoke at the Libertarian Party convention? It was 2004, their national convention. And he has never repudiated the Libertarian Party. Of course not. He identifies with it. He supports it. The Libertarian Party is pro-legalized abortion. And he said, I'm personally pro-choice, but I promote the Libertarian Party, which advocates legalized killing of children. That'd be like saying, oh, I'm against the killing of Jews, but I support the Nazi Party. Because I think they have a really good form of government in their back pocket. You hypocrite. So Ron Paul endorses, he was the speaker at their 2004 National Convention, and he has never repudiated the Libertarian Party, even though the Libertarian Party is pro-legalized abortion, pro-legalized euthanasia, pro-legalized homosexuality and wherever that will take you, pro-legalized pornography, pro-legalizing drugs like crack cocaine and heroin and so on. Pro-legalizing suicide, even though it has the destructive influence of teaching our young people that suicide is a way to deal with your pain. So we have an epidemic. Among the leading causes of death in America is suicide for our young people, teenagers, in high school and college. 14-year-old, her boyfriend is now dating her best friend. And from her perspective, there is no greater pain in all the world. And when society says suicide is a valid way of dealing with pain and suffering, and there is no stigma to suicide, then that becomes one of the options in her toolbox of how to deal with suicide. So the social stigma is gone, and you have an epidemic of kids killing kids. We're out of time. Maranatha Christian Center in Arvada. May God bless you.